For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is this on?
I'm so excited! I'm ready! Yeah!
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Pizza?
What's up, everybody?
Is that your catchphrase?
That's
now?
My catchphrase. Eric Pizza Hamilton.
Hashtag
pizza.
Oh, so I should say Eric Pizza Hamilton from
Absolutely,
now on?
Absolutely, yeah. That's it.
Guys, right. We have a great show for you. You know why?
How do we know?
This is how we know. Because Eric's bringing his A game, he told me.
Okay.
You know, 2 weeks ago we had the best, 3 weeks ago we had the best show ever. 2 weeks ago, we no-showed. Last week, came back, was really good, but now, A-game. And...
A-game.
It was a really bad Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. We're repeating the same... I'm looking at my awards going, I've already given these awards, and you know why? Because we've seen this shit before. We're seeing the same thing.
Single.
Over and over and over again.
Week.
Do something different. I dare you. I dare you. Do something different, WWE. That's all I've got to say.
All right.
We apologize for Joe killing your ears.
Do something different.
Yeah. You know,
I guess I'm playing the role of positive Joe this week because...
go ahead.
I thought Raw was decent. I liked the Brock Lesnar and Heyman thing.
No.
I thought Heyman was great.
So he choked out Heyman. Got it.
Heyman was a mistake. Shut the fuck up. Heyman was really good. He was on the whole episode.
Wow.
And he was
trying to save his job? I always thought that per the storyline, he didn't work for WWE.
Yeah.
He was just working for Brock Lesnar as his advocate.
You are wrong.
Right? Clearly.
Way wrong.
I don't know why WWE pays him just to be Lesnar's advocate.
Doesn't make any sense.
No sense at all.
See?
Plot holes.
All right, we'll get into it, but first we have to thank 7 new patrons.
What?
How many can I read?
All of them.
All right.
I mean, I don't know if you can read them, but you can try.
All right, let's
do it. Start with the first one, which is Ian McGillen.
Nope.
McMillan.
Ian McMillan.
Yep.
Luis Torres.
Mm-hmm.
Harshil Patel.
Sure.
Brandon Stevens.
Mm-hmm.
Cameron Savage.
Cameron! Ooh, yeah.
Kyle McGee. And Steven Valente.
Valente?
Valente.
Valente.
Como se dice?
Of course, if I didn't misspeak your name,
misspeak
say it wrong,
your name.
Unpronounce it right.
And if Joe offended you by reading your name with a Hispanic accent.
Hey, yeah. Whatever.
Yes.
Joe Paisano Biblioteca.
What the shit?
Okay,
Joe
sure.
Had a half a bottle of wine.
Maybe.
Two halves of a bottle of wine.
I thought we were all supposed to drink before this podcast.
Yeah.
What happened?
It was not updated.
Nope.
No.
You did not send that text.
Just me.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you to all of the names you just read on Patreon. And if you want to be like them, go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Do it.
Do it.
Hey, we have a new...
I've said it before. Our extra content has been on point.
Which we just added to Saturday.
Ready to Rumble.
Ready to Rumble recap.
Yes.
Very, very interesting recap. Because clearly Joe and Andrew hated this movie. And I fucking love it.
I'll tell you right now. My memories of this movie, all positive.
Yes.
When I had to rewatch it for the podcast, holy shit. Barely got through it.
My opinions of the movie, were horrible before I watched it, and then after I watched it, it remained horrible.
I've always been on cloud nine with this movie.
It was an attempt at making a Dumb and Dumber movie, and they failed.
Yeah.
But yeah, go check it out. I mean, there, you know, it's at least fun to watch and make fun of.
Yeah.
You know, just because of how bad it
is. I mean, if you're a wrestling fan, there's plenty of wrestling, you know, cameos to keep you interested, for sure.
Right, yeah.
Right.
For sure.
Exactly.
And so remember, this was in the heart of WCW right before they failed.
Oh, yes.
Right before
they were doing well.
No.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
So yeah, on to Monday Night Raw, we kick things off with Roman Reigns.
Yes!
What?
No.
Oh, are you playing the role of Michael Cole tonight?
Yes. The big dog!
The big dog is fucking his way to the ring right now! Let's all suck his giant dog dick! I'll be right back, because I'm going to suck that cock.
Yeah, here we go. Dennett! Dennett! Dennett!
Suck cock. So before Roman comes out, we see Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman hanging out backstage.
Just hanging out.
Hanging out.
Yeah.
Green room.
Cold one with the boys.
Right. Reigns gets in the ring and gets a "you suck" chant from the crowd. And this is how Roman responds.
Every time I come down here, the energy and the noise is always so loud. So I have to give Miami a special shout out.
Okay, so they just said "you suck" a bunch of times, and he's like, "Hey, Miami, you guys are great.
I fucking love you, Miami."
You
and
guys...
then he went for it. He went, "Here I come. Here I come, Miami. Give me a minute."
Yeah.
And he did it. And then like half of them were like...
That's the Cena thing. That's what Cena used to do.
And then half of them are like, "All right, we'll cheer for you."
Oh, you said our city name? Wow.
Yeah.
Stupid idiots. So he also gives Lashley a shout out, and because now he respects him.
Yes,
he
respects Bob.
When Bob beat him, he did not respect him.
No.
But then when he beats Bob,
yes.
Now he respects him.
Yes.
How does that make any sense?
Respect. That's how it works.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he still has zero respect for Brock Lesnar.
Oh, okay. Because
that guy's just a fuck.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what he said, right?
Right.
Right.
Oh, by the way, you know what? We just found out recently that our mom has been listening to the podcast.
Right.
So I told her I'd cut down on the F-bombs, but I just did it.
Ugh.
I'm sorry, Mom. Yeah. If you're still listening, Mom, at this point, I'm sorry.
Right. He's fucking sorry, Mom.
Oh, damn it. That was Eric. Yeah. That was Eric, Mom. So
the mom he is referring to, just so you guys know the history, is his mom that he's referring to, who's also my mom.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes.
We share a mom. We share a mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and a dad.
I think the intro of the show covers all that. But
just so that everyone's on the same page.
If you can't figure it out after all, then something's wrong with you. But
we basically look like the same person. 11 years apart.
Right.
Yeah.
So Paul Heyman comes out next and he says Brock will soon be a two-sport champion once he wins the UFC heavyweight championship.
Which kind of got me thinking.
Yeah.
Maybe they want him to keep this title so that he brings it to the ring at UFC.
There's no way he would bring that to the ring at UFC. No way.
Joe Rogan would not allow him to bring the...
You mean Dana White.
Joe Rogan.
Jesus. Dana White would not allow him to bring that title to the ring.
But if him and McMahon come up with an agreement...
But then...
It would have to be an agreement to get him to let him
I don't think
fight.
Dana White... Well, again, he... You know, we've heard that Brock's contract expires after SummerSlam.
Yeah.
So the whole thing would be he wouldn't be under contract if he drops the title at SummerSlam, which I'm not convinced yet, obviously.
I'm not.
Because they pulled the biggest swerve at WrestleMania.
Right.
But there's no way, like, if he comes out with the Universal Championship at UFC, then everyone's just going to say UFC's fake, too.
Right.
Even with that promo Lesnar cut, everyone was like, what was this fake bullshit?
Yeah.
But so I don't think Dana White would be for that at all.
No.
Right. I mean, it would be cool for WWE, but not for Dana White and the UFC. So Roman tells Paul, shut up and bring out Lesnar. But Paul says, Brock will come out when he feels like it and if he feels like it. And then Roman does end the segment strong with this.
If Brock Lesnar shows up to SummerSlam, I'm going to send him back to the UFC. But he's not going back as the Beast. He's going back as Roman Reigns' bitch.
Oh, he said the B word.
The only guy in the whole company that's allowed to say bitch on the air
cussing
to try to get
is
over.
Cool now.
The only full-time guy.
And it doesn't work.
Yeah. Right.
Well, they popped. They pop anytime someone says bitch.
Why do you have to say he's going back as Roman? Why not just say he's not going back as the Beast? He's going back as the bitch.
Yeah, I know, because Roman Reigns sucks. That's why.
Yeah. Well, it's not like he writes his own material.
Well,
but,
it's true, but it would have come out much better.
But no,
I bet they wrote it like that, and they were like, he fucked it up again.
I can't work with this shit.
But the crowd always pops anytime someone curses, even if it's not technically a curse.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, he said bitch?
Poopy caca fart fart.
Yeah.
We were in... we should keep a tally now. That's two already, Eric. And we're like 10 minutes into the show.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be a long night.
Nope.
So we were at Raw in person last year when Lesnar said shit at Raw. He was talking to Reigns, and he was like, you think you deserve a shot at this? You don't deserve shit.
Oh, yeah.
And we were like, oh, he said shit.
Oh, bad word. But it's no big deal because Bailey said shit.
She did. She did.
She told Sasha she ain't shit.
If Bailey can say it, then anyone can. Right.
Yeah.
So next up, we go into Brock's locker room. We see the Beast sitting on a couch reading a magazine.
And, you know, I don't even know which magazine he was reading because I've seen so many memes about with different magazines.
Right.
I forget what the real magazine was.
Honorable mentions are obviously
Sable.
Sable's Playboy.
Sean's Playgirl.
No, that was, I was going to have that as the winner. That was the best one.
There was one where he was reading, like, the program for All In.
Yeah, yeah.
That one was good.
And then one was, like, how to get paid to not defend your title.
Yeah, something like that.
And then one was from The Simpsons, Gigantic Asses.
Gigantic Asses. That's my favorite.
Gigantic Asses.
Just because of that Simpsons reference.
So Heyman walks in and he asks Brock.
Oh, the Sports Almanac. From
Oh, yeah, that was really good.
That was really good. That was up there with Shawn Michaels.
Yes.
Yeah.
So great.
So Heyman walks in and he asks Brock, did you hear what Roman Reigns said about you? And Brock gets up and says, I don't watch the show, Paul. Why would I watch the show?
Wow.
And he says it like a robot. Like, it's funny. If you script Brock Lesnar, he's terrible.
Yeah.
But, like, go back to when he came out at UFC and he was amazing.
Amazing,
like,
yeah.
He was just fantastic.
Right.
But now he sounds like a robot when it's a script. So Heyman tells Brock, you need to hear this, and he pulls it up on his phone, but then Brock chunks Paul's phone across the room and goes back to reading Playgirl. His delivery is just so unnatural on Raw.
It is.
Yet he's amazing at UFC.
Yeah. It's because it's like he gets nervous in front of Paul Heyman.
That must be it, yeah.
He's like, oh God, it's Paul Heyman. I love him so much.
So we'll get back to that later because it's the Brock and Paul show.
It is.
For Raw.
Yeah.
Next what up, you would think you'd be excited about. But at the end of the day, I don't know.
No. We'll see.
All right, keep going.
So next up, we have Finn Balor versus Constable Corbin.
Next.
Another
in
rematch
a 25-minute match.
What the hell was the last pay-per-view? Oh, Extreme Rules.
Yeah.
This match took forever.
Yeah.
It was like 15 minutes into the show, and then they were done at like, I don't know, like 1:45.
Well, the first match on Raw is always long.
Yeah.
That's always how they schedule it.
It was two commercial breaks.
And it was surprisingly good. It might be Corbin's best match he's ever had.
This guy's getting better.
In the ring.
In the
ring. On the mic, he's still garbage.
Yeah but they shaved his head. He said this a couple weeks ago. He's improving, and I'll give him credit for that.
But if you suck on the mic, you still suck.
You can't ever be good at wrestling.
Right. In the end, Balor goes for the coup de grace, but Corbin moves out of the way and hits the end of days for the win.
Yeah.
And then he beats up Balor some more after the match. And Balor laid there like, and he made like a dumb face. He was just like, like after he got beat up, he was like, "What are you doing, Finn?
Yeah,
what are you doing?
Remember when you were? Remember when you were going to be the top guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Neither do we. Face.
So next up, we go backstage where Paul Heyman tells some fuck boy to get him a new phone. Sorry, Mom. When Kurt Angle, that guy was totally a fuck boy.
With spelled B-O-I, right?
Yeah. And that was the same guy that told Balor last week, oh, we've been ordered to move you to a new locker room. That's the same guy. Yeah. So I wonder what he actually does for WWE.
He's going to debut on NXT in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Right? So Kurt Angle walks up and tells Paul that Brock is contractually obligated to appear in the ring tonight. So Paul tells Kurt, go ask Brock yourself. But Kurt tells him, if Brock Lesnar does not appear in the ring tonight, your contract is terminated.
Yeah.
Which that's makes when, no sense.
That's when Paul's like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
It makes a little sense.
Yeah. So next up, we have Natalya versus Alicia Fox.
Oh, Alicia Fox.
Match of the century.
With Rousey and Alexa Bliss ringside.
So, that's
Alicia Fox no longer the captain gimmick.
No. She's finally done.
Yes.
Now she's just a heel for no reason.
Right. Yep.
And Mickie James is apparently injured for real, so that's why Alicia's taking the role this week.
Oh, nice.
She was injured from her Bumblebee costume.
From the week before, right?
Mentally injured.
Yes. That Eric loves so much.
So?
Anyway, so Alicia tries to kick Ronda, but she moves out of the way, and then Rousey jumps on the apron. Mm. While the ref yells at Ronda, Alexa punches Natalya in the face.
It was a Superman punch, right?
Yes. Pretty much, yeah. A Superwoman punch, you fucking sexist pig.
Fucking sexist. Sorry, Mom.
Right. She's probably stopped listening at this point.
She's turned it off at this point.
So Alicia then hits Natty with a big boot and pins her for the win. After the match, Ronda chases Alexa in the ring and is about to put her in the arm bar, but Alicia kicks Ronda in the face.
Naturally.
Ronda then gives Alicia the swinging Samoan drop. Again, I named that because they still have not given it a name.
Nope.
Alexa then tries to run away, but Ronda grabs her. Alicia saves Bliss again by hitting Ronda in the back and throwing her into the barricade multiple times, which Rousey sells wonderfully. Rousey's just great. I'm sorry.
Like, she is.
She just sells everything so well. She really flew into that barricade.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, fantastic.
She's really gone gung-ho into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she's good.
She is.
She's good. I mean, I would almost, if you had to compare her to like someone who came into the sport that was already kind of known, I would probably relate it to Kurt Angle at this point.
Kurt Angle said that about himself, like on the table of three, he was like, yeah, Rousey reminds me of me.
Yeah.
But I mean, she's good.
She is.
She is good at wrestling.
I mean,
you know, she's not great on the mic, but they don't really give her a lot of opportunity.
Considering
on the mic.
She had to transform herself from a real sport, you know, into a wrestler.
But Kurt Angle wasn't good on the mic at first either.
Oh, no.
Not at first.
No. He had a very short-lived career as like the sports desk host on like a local news show.
No shit.
Mm. And he had posted on his Instagram, and apparently he was horrible at it.
Yeah.
And then that was in between Olympics and pro wrestling.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. So luckily that wasn't his calling.
But I mean, look, if Ronda's going to be in the WWE for 5 years, which we don't even know, the rumors are that her contract's up. This was a 1 year run for Ronda to make a quick score. You know, if she does end up being in the WWE for 5 years, you got to turn her heel just to see what she can do on the
Absolutely.
Mic. You know?
Yeah.
You have to.
We'll see.
Like, make her like the legit baddest woman on the planet.
The legit boss is what
you're saying. Yeah, not the smiliest woman on the planet.
But when you make her angry, she's
turns she green pissed. And wears purple stretchy pants.
Yeah. So Bliss and Fox retreat up the ramp as Ronda recovers. Later backstage, Ronda tells Kurt that she wants a fight and does not want to wait till SummerSlam. So Kurt tells her she will face Alicia Fox next week in her first ever match on Raw.
Ha ha.
So there you go. She's not like Brock Lesnar.
No.
She'll actually fight on Raw.
Yeah.
Brock's been back since 2012, and he has not wrestled on Raw. 6 years.
Really?
Never wrestled on Raw.
Never had a wrestling match?
Correct.
No.
Yes.
No.
Correct. Yes.
Incorrect.
Nope.
What do we mean, Eric? Of course this is correct.
Yeah. He's only wrestled
What happened in the match where he was going to fight Seth Rollins? After WrestleMania.
It did not happen.
So the match didn't happen. Like, they came
Brock
out.
Brock was in the ring like, I'm ready to fight, and then Seth backed out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's when Brock went crazy and F5 the cameraman, and the ref, and then Michael Cole.
Yes.
And then he got suspended.
They're like, oh, we got to suspend you.
Yes.
He's like, yeah, I was going to leave anyway.
Yeah, I was going on vacation for a few months anyway. So back in Brock's locker room, Heyman tries to convince Lesnar to go out to the ring, but Brock says, I don't give a crap about the WWE Universe. And then he tells Heyman, go get me a steak, a baked potato, and some steamed broccoli. Get out of here.
Yeah.
You're annoying me.
Right.
Next.
Yeah. So clearly WWE's very, very much trying to make you hate Brock Lesnar.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
But See, what they don't realize is I'm old school hating Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't liked this guy in forever just because of the contract he has. The fact that he's a champion and they bill him as a reigning, defending, undisputed champion. And he's a piece of shit. That's all he is.
But again, you blame Vince more than Brock.
Oh, absolutely.
It's more Vince's fault than Brock.
It is, for sure.
If anything, everyone wishes they had that contract, you know?
Yeah. But, I mean, at the same time, like, if you actually cared about wrestling and cared about what you did, wouldn't you be like, well, I can at least, you know, do this or no, I can do that.
Wrestling's all about, though, like, how popular you are versus the kind of contract you're getting. And just Brock Lesnar is not worthy of holding the main title hostage. And the Universal Championship is the main title. Yeah. Whatever title's on Raw is the main title.
Exactly.
And he's holding it hostage and getting millions of dollars to do it.
Yes.
And that's what angers hardcore wrestling fans.
And like you said, yeah, the TV ratings do not significantly go up when he's on.
No, absolutely not. And you feel like the hatred comes because, like, we love guys like Kevin Owens and Dolph Ziggler and Seth Rollins, and they're working their asses off 300 days a year for a title that they'll never get.
Yeah.
Ever. They're not going to get it.
No.
Not as long as Lesnar's around or Lashley's around or Roman's around.
Yeah.
And what are some of the bigger pops when it comes to, like, people winning the title? Mick Foley, Daniel Bryan. What do these guys have in common? Underdogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guys that don't have it all.
I still think
guys
the biggest
that are like me and you. Yeah. That's who we want to see win the title.
I still think the biggest briefcase pop was when Dolph Ziggler cashed it in.
Sure.
Oh, for sure.
But when you have Brock Lesnar, a guy who kind of has it all.
Yeah.
And he's champion and he's got this contract. Yeah. It doesn't work for the fans.
No.
It doesn't work.
Roman Reigns, the one, like, you know, the women love him because he's hot, but the kids love him. And Roman losing at the end of WrestleMania, it's like, that's what the kids were waiting for like a year. Vince is like, fuck you. Like, it's just weird.
And then you go, oh, greatest Royal Rumble. Got it. He was saving it for this pay-per-view.
He was saving
it
for the Saudis.
No again.
No.
Right. Would you say last week he's 0-5 against Brock or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, something
like that. In a match.
What the hell?
Well,
no.
Well, 0-3 in singles matches, but he's had 5 matches where he was in a match with Brock Lesnar. Mm. He won the triple threat because he pinned Dean. So Brock technically lost, but he didn't get pinned.
Yeah.
Anyways, we'll get back to Brock Lesnar on Raw later. But next up, we have Elias in the ring. He shits on Miami, Pitbull, The Rock, and Bobby Lashley. So Bobby Lashley comes out and tells Elias, I'm a big fan. Elias then tells Lashley to sing with him. And good God, they sing together.
Rock and Robin.
How fucking dare they?
He was like, Rock and Robin, tweet, tweet. And then Lashley's like, Rock and Robin. And then Elias attacks Lashley from behind.
For fucking up his performance.
Doesn't hit him with the guitar. That would have done.
That's what he should have done,
Elias.
Maybe he's running out of guitars.
And then you're like, oh, that's what Lashley's doing at SummerSlam.
Like, Elias has nice guitars, unlike Jeff Jarrett, like, who just had shit guitars.
Right. So it doesn't take long for Bobby to get the upper hand, and he suplexes Elias, causing him to retreat. Yeah, one suplex, and he's out of there.
Boom.
Devastations.
What do you? So, like, Lashley's gonna go from like feuding with Roman to, like, maybe a pre-show match at SummerSlam.
Thank God.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Backstage, Kevin Owens sucks up to Constable Corbin and tells him if Brock goes out there tonight, Braun Strowman can cash in the Money in the Bank contract before I even have a chance to win it from him. However, Corbin tells KO that Brock Lesnar is Kurt's problem and says as of right now, Braun can do what he wants with the briefcase.
Yeah.
Next up, speaking of Braun, we have Braun Strowman versus Jinder Mahal. And Owens comes out early in the match and grabs the Money in the Bank briefcase. Braun then chases him around the ring, but then Kevin tosses it to Sunil Singh. Which was great because Braun then runs over Sunil and then chases Owens to the back. So Mahal wins by countout, But then he runs away once Braun goes back to the ring. And then Braun goes back to the ring. At first, he's pissed because he lost.
Yeah.
And then he just poses for the fans.
Yeah.
Braun hasn't won a match in a while.
In his book.
Right. Braun's on a little bit of a losing streak.
He is. By the way, he's a total pussy because Brock was there.
Yeah.
And Braun did not even try to cash in.
Yeah, what's that? You don't even come out? We don't have the music? Nothing?
Pussy.
Yeah.
You're a pussy, Braun.
Vagine.
Pussy among men.
Pussy.
Yes. So next up, we go into Kurt's office, and Corbin gives Kurt his phone and says, Stephanie wants to talk to you. Kurt listens on the phone and tells Stephanie, oh, the fans are going to be very disappointed.
They already are.
They are.
Shit.
They are.
And we'll get back to what that disappointment could be later.
Yeah.
Next up, we go into the jobber locker room.
Oh.
Where we see Heath Slater, Rhino, Zack Ryder, Kurt Hawkins.
The jobber locker room.
The Ascension, and Mike Kanellis.
Wow, you really weren't kidding.
Yes. No. Mojo Rawley then walks in and says he's calling everyone out. He brags about beating Tyler Breeze, sending No Way Jose back to catering, which is also where I left Zack Ryder. And then Zack responds, very funny, Mojo, very funny. Like, that's... Wow, Zack got a line for, like, the first time in a year.
I'd forgotten what his voice sounded like.
Yes. Bobby Roode then walks up clapping because... You know, he belongs in the jobber locker room now.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Welcome. You've arrived, you piece of shit.
Yes. Rude asks Mojo, do you have a problem with me? Mojo says, what are you going to do, catchphrase me into submission? Rude tackles Mojo to the floor, and they brawl until they get split up.
Yeah.
Speaking of pre-show matches.
Uh-huh.
Next up, we have Apollo Crews versus Akam. The authors of Pain... are now doing singles matches.
Yeah.
Right.
God help us all.
So Rezar will fight Titus next week.
Yes.
So that they can have a match on the pre-show at SummerSlam.
We have Titus, Dana, and Rezar ringside. Akam charges at Apollo but misses and hits the turnbuckle. And then Apollo rolls him up to get the win.
Yeah, this is obviously an Apollo victory.
Yeah.
We all saw this coming. Right. Next week will be a Rezar victory.
Yes. Right.
Then we'll get a pre-show SummerSlam match. Who gives a shit? Who
well, no, because one of them has to fight Dana before that.
They need to get it, like, find out, like, a manager.
You know what? A 2-on-1, because those are some big titties.
Yeah.
I'm going to wrestle you with my dick. Which is probably the same size as Dana Brooke, I can only imagine.
Oh, it just wraps around her and, like, slams her to the mat.
Next up, we have Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre. We had this, the Raw before Extreme Rules.
Yes.
We have Dolph Ziggler ringside.
Getting a little stale here.
Yeah.
If really? Like, really?
Yeah.
We're seeing the same tier matches.
Yeah.
What else is new?
Yeah.
So Michael Cole wished Arnold Schwarzenegger a happy birthday as the match started and then said, Drew McIntyre is looking to terminate Seth Rollins.
He just fired.
That's the only reason he said happy birthday to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
100%. Just for that freaking line.
Jeez.
So early in the match, they're fighting outside the ring and Drew pushes Seth into the barricade. Seth then falls under the ring and Drew pulls Seth up so his throat hits the steel bar under the ring. At least that was new. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
That was interesting. It almost looked too real. Like, it was like, ouch.
Yeah. Rollins would end up hitting the curb stomp, but Ziggler attacked him before he can go for the pin, so it ends in DQ. Cole then yelled, Rollins had the match won. Corey replied, well, we don't know if he had the match won. And then Cole says, he hit the curb stomp, Corey. He hit the stomp. No, he goes, I'm sorry, he didn't say curb stomp. But he said, he hit the stomp, Corey. He hit the stomp. Like, there's no way... You can kick out of the stomp.
Not happening.
Yeah, no one's ever done... Oh, wait, never mind.
So Seth throws Dolph out of the ring and then suicide dives onto him. Later, Renee interviews Seth and he says he will stop at nothing to take back the IC title at SummerSlam. He also says, you know, these two-on-ones are starting to get a little difficult. And I think that's just like Dean for sure now is... Showing up at
SummerSlam.
Dean
comes out and aligns with Dolph and Drew.
No, he does not.
Drew,
no.
Dolph,
no.
And Dean.
No.
Well, I just don't think that
makes
sense.
The three D's.
Like, he would be a number three man in that organization.
Right.
They form a new shield.
I could see Dean helping Seth, I guess.
Dean will help Seth win.
I see everybody winning the titles at this SummerSlam. All the storylines point to every title
It also did at WrestleMania.
It also did at WrestleMania.
And not that many changes.
And none of them changes.
We fucking bought it hook, line, and sinker.
I gotcha, you bitch. Yeah, but we left. We hated it. I still gotcha.
Yeah.
Backstage, Kurt Angle and Constable Corbin walk into Roman Reigns' locker room, and Kurt tells Roman, Stephanie has ordered you to be removed from the building right now, or else you will lose your title match at SummerSlam. Wait.
What?
That's what Kurt said that the fans were going to be disappointed about? No, we love Roman Reigns getting kicked off the show.
We do. Plus, he's already been out for the night, so...
Yes. So Roman asks Kurt, when is all this going to stop? You're an Olympic gold medalist. You're not a yes man. Corbin then calls in some officers to escort Roman out. Corbin then laughs in Roman's face, so Roman punches him and then walks out of the room. However, Roman left his bag behind.
Dun, dun, dun.
Like, Corbin fell onto Roman's bag. Roman's like, oh, fuck it. I'll get new clothes.
I'll get a new bulletproof vest.
That's really just a backup vest. Yeah. I can leave it in there.
Yeah,
exactly. And that's the last we see of Roman.
Spoiler, they kicked out his stunt double, and Roman's hiding in the bag.
Credits.
That's right.
Oh, no.
Next up, Charlie Caruso interviews the B-team in the ring. And she asked them, what's the formula for your success? And Bo calls her Charles. That was funny. He's like, you know Charles.
You know Chuck.
Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt then teleport to the ring and cut a promo.
Yeah.
What else would you call that?
Nothing.
Then the Revival come out and say they deserve a title shot because they beat Roman Reigns and Bobby Lashley. True story. Bray then pushes Bo into the Revival and a brawl breaks out, but the B-team leaves the ring. And when we come back from commercial, we have Matt and Bray versus the Revival with the B-team on commentary.
Nice.
And Dash and Dawson get the win after hitting Bray with the Shatter Machine.
Yeah. Moving on up.
Do they win at SummerSlam?
Sure. I think so.
Well, yeah, you did say everyone's winning.
Everyone's winning.
Okay.
I'm telling you, every title looks like it's going to change.
Bet the house.
Maybe.
Obviously, it can't, but I'm just saying, that's how every title's looking.
Yeah.
That's the storylines right now.
Right. Next up, we have Bayley and Sasha versus Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan. Sasha hit Liv with double knees off the top rope. That was a very nice spot. And then at the end, Sasha hits Liv with the bank statement, and then Bayley immediately hits her with the Bayley to belly for the win.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a tag team finisher now.
Yeah, they're going to be tag team champs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great.
It's official.
Great.
I'm making it official right now.
Why are we not giving them
titles
yet?
And then we will still see them fighting the Riot Squad every week.
Right.
Well, yeah, who else are they going to defend the titles against?
Mickey and Ronda?
By then, Ronda will be champ, so I guess
They'll want to put both titles on her.
Right.
Yes.
So back in Brock's locker room, Heyman makes one last-ditch effort to get Brock to appear in front of the crowd. And, he tells him, Kurt's going to fire me if you don't go out there. And if he fires me, I can't be your advocate anymore. And Paul says, please, just go out for a minute, if for no other reason, but because you're my friend. Mm-hmm. And then Brock stands up. He aggressively grabs Heyman and gives him some bad news.
Let's get something straight. We're not friends, Paul. You work for me. I don't work for you. Do you understand?
Yes.
Speaking of, how long you been leeching off me anyway? Huh? How long?
Fuck.
I suggest you march your ass out there and do your job.
Damn. You just hurt Paul Heyman's feelings.
Did he, insinuate that Paul Heyman's been stealing from him?
Yeah.
Well, just he's been paying you and you're not doing your job, what I want you to do.
No.
Which is what again?
Which is everything?
I don't want to talk, so you talk.
Right. That's why he pays him.
That's it.
Why doesn't he show up at UFC payment if he's negotiating all his deal?
Yeah.
So finally, Kurt Angle and Constable Corbin come out to the ring. Kurt tells Paul, bring out Lesnar right now or it'll be your last appearance on Raw. Paul comes out and does his usual intro, but very slow and sad this time. He's like, my name is Paul Heyman, and I'm the advocate. It's pretty funny. Heyman tells Kurt that Lesnar isn't coming out, and Kurt is pissed.
Let me explain to you what a real champion does. He shows up! He defends his title at all costs! He goes the extra mile for the WWE Universe! He does things for charities and communities! Brock Lesnar does none of that! Brock Lesnar has to be the worst Universal Champion of all time!
And by all time, you mean like 3 years?
It's a very short list of champions.
Yes.
But I'd still give it to Goldberg.
So basically, Kurt Angle is insinuating that a champion should be John Cena.
Yeah.
I'd prefer John Cena over Brock Lesnar.
Or Hulk Hogan.
I would, yeah.
I would prefer Hulk Hogan. Let's play the new game. Who would Joe not prefer over Brock Lesnar? Can you think of a name?
Just Goldberg.
I would not like Goldberg.
No. David Arquette.
Does he show
up? You have
every
to name
week?
A wrestler. Because okay. You can say, right. Like, me. Like, yeah, I don't know.
All right. Let's see. TJ Perkins.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I'll take Brock Lesnar. Damn it.
Sin Cara.
You can't use 205 Live, guys. That's bullshit.
Well, Sin Cara is SmackDown.
Yeah, they're not real wrestlers.
I would take a Sin Cara over Brock Lesnar, not.
Yeah.
So Heyman then tries to save his job by betraying Brock and sucking up to Kurt.
You're right. Brock Lesnar is the worst Universal Heavyweight Champion of all time. He is. You're damn right he is. And you know what? I tried to rehabilitate him. I tried to make him in a champion's image. I tried to mold him, not as the UFC fighter, but as a WWE entertainer. And he doesn't want to listen to me. Because Brock Lesnar listens to nobody. Because Brock Lesnar respects nobody. He doesn't even respect. He only barely tolerates me. And you know what I tried to do, Kurt Angle? I tried to mold Brock Lesnar in your image. An Olympic gold medalist who won the Olympic gold medal with a broken freaking neck, who rose to prominence as the general manager of Monday Night Raw. And I tried to mold him in your image, and he just won't listen to me. So if you have ramifications to take out, it shouldn't be on me. It should be on Brock Lesnar.
If you look closely, you could see steam coming out of his ears.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
That's what I mean, that why Paul is such a great actor.
Yeah.
I mean, he was great there. So Kurt says, you're full of crap. Your contract with WWE is terminated.
Dominated.
Terminated.
Dominated.
And Cole wishes Arnold a happy birthday again. Paul then gets on his knees. Paul gets on his knees, grabs Kurt's leg, and begs him not to fire him.
I think he almost grabbed his crank.
Yeah. I think he tried to blow him. Like, oh. So finally, Brock Lesnar's music hits, and Paul Heyman couldn't be happier.
Yep.
Brock gets in the ring and asks Kurt, do you have a problem with me? He then asks Corbin, do you have a problem with me? And then he picks Kurt up and hits him with an F5.
Boom.
Boom.
Once Kurt said he's the worst Universal Champion, you knew he was going to get an F5.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
He's got an F5.
Done. Yeah.
So Brock then turns to Corbin, but the constable makes the wise decision to leave the ring.
Goodbye.
He right. gets murdered.
Yeah. Yes.
Brock and Heyman then laugh at Kurt, but then Brock grabs Paul by his face and slowly takes him to the ground. And then the majority of the crowd cheers, we want Roman.
For the first time
Unbelievable, because they're so sick of this part-time champion.
They're so sick of this shit.
They're sick of it.
If you want
Roman. I'm sick of it.
Look, I don't like Roman. We have a rule. Number one, always kill Reigns. But at least if he had the belt, it would be on the fucking show.
Well, we can kill Reigns, but we can bury Lesnar.
We can.
Yeah. So Reigns wins, and then we kill him.
And then we kill him.
But if you want Roman to stop being in the main event of WrestleMania every year, and you want him to not be the Universal Champion, Don't chant, we want Roman, and then don't fuck with the Dolph Ziggler-Seth Rollins Iron Man match.
Yeah, come on,
you
guys.
You can't do those two things.
No.
Because Vince is then going to say, well, fuck you, and I do what I want. Fine, Hunter, you could have the IC title main event, Extreme Rules. And then after Vince went up to Hunter and went, see?
Paul, why are they counting like that?
Yeah.
Those bunch of idiots.
Those bastards.
Yeah, that was bad, though, for that city.
It was.
You guys screwed up.
Yeah.
So Brock picks up his title, and walks to the back alone. And I don't know about you, but now I see three possible scenarios at SummerSlam.
Right.
Go ahead.
Because Heyman's, he's definitely going to turn on Brock now, it feels.
He has to.
Okay, so I guess four. Maybe he doesn't turn, but I think there's three scenarios where he turns on Brock, and he aligns himself with either Roman Reigns.
Meh.
Braun Strowman.
Meh.
Or Kevin Owens.
Please.
Right.
Please, yes.
That'll be like the second coming of Punk with Heyman.
Oh my
how
God.
How great that was.
I know we're never getting Punk back. That would be the closest thing.
Right.
It really would be.
Kevin Owens with Heyman.
Oh my God.
With Owens as the Universal Champion.
Yeah, but you almost don't need that.
You don't, but Punk didn't need Heyman to talk
for him. No, he
didn't,
but it just made it better.
Yeah.
Like, if you thought...
I'll take Braun with Heyman.
Like, think of how good Owens was with Jericho by his side. Now, imagine Jericho's Paul Heyman.
I get it.
Oh.
Yeah. Magic.
Oh.
That's where the magic happens.
Yep.
I mean, I all right, take it
easy. Oh, sorry.
That's annoying as shit. Wow. But no, yeah, I mean... If either one of these happens, like if Paul aligns with Reigns, that's a heel. I mean, then that's definitely a heel turn.
It has to be.
Reigns is a heel.
Yeah.
If he's with Paul Heyman,
right?
That's heel Reigns.
No, that's not true.
It is.
I disagree because Paul was the victim.
He's got a point.
On Monday Night Raw.
Yeah. Another victim.
Yeah, but if that's it, if Brock loses and Paul aligns with Roman.
Because of Paul aligning with Roman, yes, that should make him heal.
Yeah. Because Brock will be gone.
That's wrestling math.
Because Brock will be gone. After that...
Yeah. Who cares?
Who cares? Exactly. Mm-hmm. So anyways, on to SmackDown Live. We start that with Renee Young interviewing Becky Lynch in the ring.
Right.
Becky says she hasn't had a title match in over a year and a half, but she's determined to win at SummerSlam and walk in to the first ever women's pay-per-view as the SmackDown Women's Champion.
Yep.
Carmella then comes out and tells Becky that she's always looked up to her. And then she starts crying because the WWE Universe loves Becky, but they hate her.
Oh.
Carmella then tells Becky good luck at SummerSlam and offers her a handshake. But then James Ellsworth's music hits. Becky gets distracted by the music and Carmella hits Becky in the back with the title. Carmella also hits Becky with a super kick and then brings a chair into the ring. But then out comes the return of Charlotte with the new and improved boobies.
Yes.
What do you mean, meh? Well, I mean, it was great for her to come back.
Yeah,
no?
But...
Meh?
Well, it leads into meh.
Like what happens?
Yeah.
So Carmella swings the chair at her, but Charlotte kicks it out of her hands. And then she suplexes Carmella, and the champ rolls out of the ring. After the commercial, Paige tells Carmella that she should be ashamed of herself for what she did. Carmella tells Paige, well, at least I'm the champ, and you'll never be the champ again. Because you can't wrestle, bitch.
Yeah.
And then Paige tells Carmella that, okay, fine, you're facing Charlotte tonight. And if Charlotte wins, she's getting added to the SummerSlam match.
I think this is so dumb.
But what else would Charlotte do at SummerSlam, Eric? Not have a match?
Anything. She can do anything.
Like what?
She could have like a number one contenders match against someone. You could do any type of match for Charlotte.
She's too... They see her as too big of a name to like just
to do like a squash match.
Yeah,
right.
Like this is supposed to be Becky's moment.
Becky can still win. Becky can still win. It's just to get Charlotte on SummerSlam.
I hope so.
She's the most popular women's wrestler.
They
out
do
of
this
all of
shit
them.
To Becky all the time. She wins on SmackDown. She wins on SmackDown. Wins at SmackDown. Oh, I got the title match. Yeah, you fucking lost. Back to the bottom.
I still think
win, lose.
I still think she wins because Charlotte's not winning the SmackDown title. She's winning the Royal Rumble so that she could challenge Rousey.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
So
yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah. So I don't think you have to worry. I think it's just to get that match, people more excited for that match. Because Becky and Carmella will not have a good match because Carmella is not a good wrestler.
Yeah.
But if you have Becky... Carmella and Charlotte, then at least Becky and Charlotte could have a good match together.
That's true.
That's why they're doing it.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah.
Thanks for putting it into perspective.
You feel better now?
I do.
He's back.
I'm back.
So next up we have the Usos versus the Bar.
Yep.
And the Usos cut a promo backstage before the match, and one of them is about to do the Rock's stick it straight up your candy ass quote, but one who stops the other one, he says,
Hey, it's PG-13, Oos.
Yeah, Oos.
First of all, it's PG. If it was PG-13, you could totally say that.
Yeah.
But Roman said bitch on Raw the night before.
Right.
And you can't say ass?
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
Correct.
So the New Day come out before the bell rings, and they have their own announce table full of pancakes. And so it seems like the New Day will be doing the commentary of this match, which is a new idea. So it's like, oh, that's cool if New Day does the whole commentary, but something goes wrong. Take a listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my city! Yay! From Tampa, I'm your purveyor, Pex Big E.
I'm the wizard with weird Pex, Kofi Kingston.
And I'm the hell of a hybrid, Xavier Woods. Welcome to our commentary on this fantastic...
Look at this, Sheamus coming out of the gate strong.
What the fuck happened?
What?
What the fuck happened? He was in the middle of a sentence and they cut him off and went back to the regular announcing. Why couldn't you just have one match?
Yeah.
Where the New Day just do the... I mean, you teased us with it.
Yeah, it would have been fine.
So for the rest of the match, they keep cutting back and forth in between announce teams. And it's so awkward and stupid. Just let the New Day do their thing.
Yeah. We don't have to always hear Corey Graves.
Right.
No.
Yeah. As much as they love it.
Yeah.
We're okay missing it every once in a while.
But at least the match was pretty damn good.
Yeah.
There were so many awesome spots. Cesaro tried to do his springboard uppercut off the ropes, but then he got hit with a super kick. And then in the end of the match, the Usos, both of them got up on the top rope to hit Sheamus with a double splash. But then as one of them was jumping off, Cesaro gets to the ring and uppercuts one of them in midair.
Yeah.
Sheamus then puts his knees up to hit the other Us, and then he rolls him up for the win. So it means they're going to face the New Day next week, and whoever wins that, the Bar, will face the Bludgeon Brothers at SummerSlam for the titles.
Yeah, you
which
think
that's
the
one.
That's for sure.
We've already seen the New Day fight the Harper and Rowan.
Yeah.
It has to be them. And that's a title. Those are titles that won't be changing hands.
Won't be.
No.
Yeah. There's no reason to give it to the Bar.
No. Right.
So after the match, the New Day get in the ring to confront Cesaro and Sheamus, but the Bar backs down.
Hmm.
And then later in the night, the Bludgeon Brothers cut their usual boring promo backstage.
Right.
They're in the same boiler room that Mankind.
Poopy, caca, sledgehammer.
Sledgehammer.
What is the Bar, though, at this point? Like, they're almost getting cheered. Like,
well, wouldn't they be the faces against the Bludgeon Brothers?
Yeah.
If they're, you had to choose one, it's definitely them.
They're the heels going against the New Day, but they'll be the faces if they go against
Bludgeon It's like Brothers. This Rusev and Almas feud. Right now, Rusev's the babyface.
Yeah.
Right? So it's weird. They like to do this a lot, I guess, now. But next up, Samoa Joe cuts a promo in the ring. Thank God for him. He makes it personal with AJ Styles by claiming that AJ wants to be WWE champion so bad that he barely sees his wife and children, and then Joe turns it up a notch.
Come SummerSlam, when the whole world is cheering you on to victory, secretly AJ, your family and their realest of feelings, they'll be cheering for me. Because after I'm done tearing down your house, after I'm done putting you to sleep, oh, your wife and kids, they'll have their daddy back. But I will be WWE champion.
Oh, God, I hope so.
Yeah.
God willing.
Look, I love Styles, but I'm starting to get a little bored.
Yeah.
Like, we need a good...
Well, he's been the champ almost a year.
Yeah.
Since November.
We're only getting bored, though, because they're not giving him anything to do.
Yeah.
But you know Samoa Joe is just so amazing on the mic. Two weeks in a row where he just cuts an amazing promo.
Are you guys worried, though, if Samoa Joe wins the title, he's a transition champion?
For who?
Yeah.
Anybody coming through.
No.
No one's coming through.
That'd be great. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I just feel like
because now that they're blowing Daniel Bryan and The Miz.
Pardon?
Huh?
They're blowing Daniel Bryan versus The Miz.
Okay.
Excellent. Thanks for repeating it.
All about grammar.
Then Daniel Bryan doesn't have to win the title at WrestleMania.
Yeah, this is no longer like this could have been the most amazing WrestleMania.
He still can. Maybe Daniel Bryan will fight Samoa Joe and beat him at Mania.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe Bryan wins the title and faces The Miz at WrestleMania. And The Miz wins.
Wins the Rumble?
Yeah.
Or wins the...
There you go.
All right. Well, we'll see. But next up, Jeff Hardy calls out Randy Orton. The Viper comes out, gets on the apron, but then Nakamura kicks Hardy in the head from behind.
Jesus.
Nakamura then sets up for the Kinshasa, but Orton gets in Shinsuke's face. The mind games. Eventually, Orton tells Nakamura, go ahead, and Shinsuke hits Jeff with the Kinshasa. Nakamura then leaves. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
And Orton sets up for the RKO. He's even like, you know, pandering to the crowd, like, come on, you want to see the RKO? Come on, come on. Ah, fuck you.
And Phillips is like, the most devastating three letters in sports entertainment.
Yeah.
Really?
That's not bad. That's a pretty good line. What other three letters would be more devastating?
DTA from Stone Cold.
Well, it's not anymore. So, yeah, he doesn't give the crowd the RKO. Instead, he hits his vintage DDT in the ring. And then again, outside the ring with Jeff's legs hanging on the apron.
That was awesome.
That was very nice.
Yeah.
Randy then puts Jeff on the announce table, rips off his armbands. Yes, thank you. He rips his t-shirt and his necklace. And then he pours water on Jeff's face. And he has a rag. And I was like, oh, God, is he going to waterboard him?
Yeah.
But instead, he poured it on his face so that he could wipe off his makeup.
That was pretty good.
This is Randy Orton. Like, for a second, it was like, he's about to waterboard this.
Yeah, no. Seriously. No, but this beatdown was very well done.
It was.
Very Orton, vicious.
Very glad to have heel Orton back. Yeah.
Very vicious.
I'm just disappointed he didn't fuck his ear hole again.
You thought it was coming, too, didn't you?
No, I totally did.
Yeah, me too. I was like really? Again?
Like, he's going to be like, just stick it in.
Yeah.
And he's like, next time, Jeff, it's going to be my cock. And just like, no, delete. They should have Jeff go to a psychiatrist, and he's like, I want you to delete Orton's beatdown of me and him fingering my ear. So next up, we have Lana versus the in-ring debut of Zelina Vega.
Sure.
With Almas ringside, but no Rusev Day.
Our men are fighting, so should we.
Yes. So Almas gets on the apron to distract Lana, but Aiden English ran out and pulls Almas off. Zelina then rolls up Lana for the win. So she gets the win.
Yeah.
She also did Almas' double knees, which was cool. And then she tried to do the hammerlock DDT, but Lana got out of it.
Yeah.
So anyway, Zelina gets the win, and then backstage, English apologized to Lana, even though he did nothing wrong. nothing wrong at all.
Yeah.
But then we hear Rusev scream, Aiden! So English runs away, and then Rusev tells Lana, that would have never happened if I was out there. And Lana was like, well, you should have been out there. I really needed you tonight. And then she walks away angry.
In perfect, no accent at all.
No accent. And she talks to Rusev as if like they're just business associates at this point. Like, they don't even act like they're married anymore.
No.
She's like, you know, I could have used you out there tonight, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're kind of a dick. All right.
Come on, my dude.
You're kind of a dick.
Right.
Yeah. Kind of wanted Zelina Vega to do the thing where she, like, lays in the ropes. And then
Almas to come
lay on the bottom.
Well, but can Zelina, like, she'd just fall through the ropes.
I think she's too small. She's too small.
You know, you'd think she'd just
go. You'd have to really hold on for dear life.
Yeah. Dear life, yeah.
But she did pose in the match, too, on the floor. That was cool. Very sexy. So next up, Daniel Bryan comes out to cut a promo. And he's so excited for the first ever all-women's pay-per-view. Because he didn't get to say that last week.
He didn't.
So everyone has to say it.
Yeah. Next week, Rusev will talk about it. And then the week after that will be Samoa Joe.
Right.
And then The Miz.
Samoa Joe, I'm so excited for the all-women's pay-per-view. I'm going to make all of them go to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God.
Don't let that man in the building.
Right. So Daniel calls out The Miz, but Miz appears on the Titantron because he's on the set of his reality show.
Huh?
He's on the set.
Which is what? There at the ring. There at the arena.
Show. Yeah.
At his house.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Can be anywhere.
By the way, The Miz and Mrs. came on after SmackDown, and...
We watched Maurice's, a few minutes ago.
Maurice's mom is on the show.
Yeah. And you're
She must get her good looks from her father.
Yeah.
Her father must be smoking hot.
Yeah.
Because her mom
It looked like someone opened the Ark of the Covenant. I mean, Jesus Christ.
She is hideous. Holy crap.
Did your face start to melt?
Ah! She looked like a witch. Did. She looked like it looked like she put like a witch mask that you would buy at a Halloween store.
I'm not your wife. I'm your witch. I'm a witch. Wait, I'm not a witch. I'm your wife.
It's crazy. So Daniel says,
"Oh, and she's trying. She wants to see a picture of Mrs. Dick."
Yes, she does. She wants to see his penis.
What?
Yes. Yeah.
It's a long story.
It is.
Is it long?
No, not really.
No, no, no.
Everybody took the naked pictures. Yeah. She wants to see the dick.
She's like, show me the dick.
And they zoomed. We watched 5 minutes of it. They zoomed in on Mrs. Ass in the picture like five times.
Five times.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, it was you know.
Yeah.
No hairs on that ass. No. So,
lucky.
And it was, no.
Lickable.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, lucky.
Wow. So Ms. is like, yeah, I'm on the set of my reality show. Daniel then says, look, I don't care about your stupid TV show.
Yeah, I got my own stupid show to worry about.
Right. Seriously. He's making fun of Ms.'s reality show. You have one too.
Right? Come
on. Daniel, you're like second build on that show.
Right? Daniel, this is your second show because you used to be on Total Divas.
He should have said that.
And then you had to get your own show.
He should have said that. I have my own stupid show.
That would have been great.
Oh, my God.
So Miz claims Daniel just wants to keep this feud going just so that Daniel remains in the spotlight.
Yeah.
And then Daniel tells the Miz, despite you wanting to go from wrestling to Hollywood, you'll never be The Rock.
Yeah.
That's the third mention of The Rock this week.
Yeah.
And by the way,
they are in Miami.
There were rumors that they were at Raw. Well, they were. Okay. There were rumors that The Rock was going to show up to Raw because they were in Miami.
Yeah.
But that did not happen.
Like I follow The Rock on Instagram. He is anywhere in the world but Miami at any given time.
Where in the world is Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
I mainly follow him just for his like cheat meals because they're fucking insane.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
He has like 30 sushi rolls.
He had like 9 containers full of sushi.
Well, 20 pancakes stacked.
Yeah, he could do that because he's going to go to the gym and bench for 6 hours.
Every day.
I burn 6,000 calories a minute.
Like, didn't Michael Phelps, he says that he eats like 20,000 calories a day.
Well, yeah,
he does. He's huge and he swims.
He has like 20 pancakes, like 10 strips of bacon.
There was a video where someone tried to eat like him for a day. And
they died. Yeah. That person died. R.I.P.
They're now dead.
R.I.P. Yeah.
The Rock's like, look at this plate of cookies. And I'm going to smear them with peanut butter.
Do you think he just...
Good Lord,
do you think he just says that and then doesn't eat it?
No, right. He does.
Yeah.
I'm sure he does because cheat meals are an essential part of those kind of diets.
Yes.
He's eating like tuna out of the can. And like peas, ugh. You know what I mean? To get that ripped.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Cheat meals are everything.
Yeah.
So Daniel then challenges The Miz to a match at SummerSlam, but Miz calls him a crybaby, and then they show 10 baby pictures on the Titantron, followed by audio of babies crying.
No, it was more like 12 pictures.
Okay, sorry. 12 pictures.
It's worse.
And that's how the segment ends. Daniel does not say anything.
No.
We go to commercial.
The commentary team does not say anything.
Without the announce team, they don't even know how to respond to that. They're like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. They're like,
just go to a graphic and cut to commercial.
Yeah.
Hey, Sonic.
Hey, Becky versus
we don't want to comment on this.
No.
Yeah. Cut to commercial.
Yes.
Fade awful. To black.
They figured out a way to ruin a Miz promo. That's what they did.
Right.
And that's not easy.
It was like the middle of his promo was great, but like the first part of his promo, he had to plug his new show. And then at the end of the promo, he did the baby thing.
Yes.
So just crop.
Right.
Yeah, right.
So next up, we have the main event, Charlotte versus Carmella. Charlotte hit the natural selection, but Carmella kicked out.
What?
That's one of her finishers.
Wow. Yeah.
In the end, Carmella tries to go for the figure four, but then Charlotte puts her in the figure four and then the figure eight. And Carmella taps.
While she's like 3 inches from the rope.
New!
Number one contender.
Women's number one contender match.
For SmackDown.
Champion.
Yeah. Part of a...
Carmella doesn't win anymore.
And the new second number one contender.
She's the Wade Barrett of the women's division.
Oh, yeah. She is. Sure. So they then show Becky watching backstage like, this fucking bitch.
Yeah. Steal my spotlight.
Steal my spotlight. Yeah.
You dirty beach.
Right. That's the end of SmackDown. So, on to awards.
All right.
So, who was your worst dressed?
Mine was Dolph Ziggler for looking like he's the love child of Triple H and Jericho.
He did look weird.
He had his hair straightened, yeah. But he was dressed like Chris Jericho from the Attitude Era.
Right.
He looked a little weird.
Yeah.
For sure.
Right.
I was watching with Kaya, and she said I wanted to choose your worst and best dressed and gave explanations.
Okay. All right.
She chose Carmella for worst dressed because she's like, she's really butt-ass ugly. And we've mentioned that on the show, like her face.
Mm-hmm. Butterface.
And she's got like lips. I guess she had her lips done.
I guess.
And like they're really puffy. And
she still has such a hot body.
I'll give her that.
And like, at first I was like, oh, I don't know about Carmella. And then but now I'm like all in Carmella.
Yeah.
Like I'm in.
Great body. All in. Butterface for sure.
Yeah. All right.
You said that before.
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah.
Right. I had Sarah Logan with the war paint on her face. I think she's trying to look like her fiance from War Machine. Or her husband.
Oh, yeah.
Her husband's one of the War
Machines? Yeah, they're either engaged or...
Raymond Rowe.
Or they're married.
Which one?
The thinner one.
I don't know what that means. All right. No, I know. I know.
Best dressed?
Zelina Vega.
Zelina Vega.
So, again, I let her choose. And she said Becky Lynch, gorgeous.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe how pretty.
Becky did look better than usual.
She did.
She did.
And I think I was going to choose that as well.
Becky always looks better in street clothes because her wrestling attire sucks.
It's shitty. Yeah.
Yeah. Worst acting?
Bobby Lashley.
Bobby Lashley.
Sweep it. Best acting?
I had The Miz. Because even though a little bit of the beginning, end of his promo were bad, the middle was really good.
All right.
I enjoyed the B-team, but I'm going to give it to Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe cut a great promo.
Yeah.
But I'm giving it to Heyman because he was on the entire episode.
Carried.
And was great the whole episode.
Agreed.
Yeah. It was Heyman at his best.
Yeah.
Worst comment?
Lashley singing.
Rockin' Robin.
Tweet.
I guess. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
That was really bad. I really hated when Rousey did her move on Alicia Fox.
Yeah.
Cole screams... Down goes Fox! Like, down goes Frazier.
Yeah.
Dude, it's Alicia Fox.
Right.
She's the jobber of all jobbers.
Yes.
Queen of the jobbers.
Right.
And Ronda Rousey, the woman you're pushing most of all, puts her down with a half shitty move.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're going to scream, down goes Fox.
Yeah.
Boom.
Best comment?
I had Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
AJ's family will be rooting for me.
Yeah, that's what I have. Yeah,
God, that was really
it's a really funny
thing. They'll get their daddy back, but I'll be WWE champion.
Yeah. It's really funny when he makes it personal.
Yes.
And like involves stuff like that. It just...
That promo gave that feud more heat than any other feud going into SummerSlam.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because it's happened
before.
And
AJ wasn't even there.
And they've had years to perfect it.
Right.
And it has been like shoved down our throats.
I'm going to give it to your boy Kurt Angle when he says Brock Lesnar has to be the worst Universal Champion of all time.
That's a good one.
I was like, yeah.
That's a good one.
Cuts a Goldberg at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worst match?
Natty Fox.
Correct.
Riot Squad versus Sasha and Bayley.
All right.
But we actually saw a hug and boss connection finisher.
Yeah, I'm over this shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they
fought the Riot Squad for...
You gotta see two more months.
Seven months minimum.
Yeah. All right. Super slow mo.
Akam versus Apollo.
That is correct.
Fox versus
Natty.
Okay.
Best match.
You know,
Usos versus The Bar.
That's what I had. It was really good.
Yeah, I'll give it that. I love some of the things Seth and Drew did, but I hate putting matches that we just saw as best matches.
And then ended in a DQ.
Yeah.
And like we've been seeing it.
Cesaro and the Usos did some crazy shit.
They did some good stuff.
Match. It was awesome.
For sure.
That was pay-per-view worthy.
Yeah.
Right.
Worst move?
I had Carmella struggling to kick Charlotte mid-moonsault.
Yeah.
She like, it looked like she was going to kip up and then just, it was bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lana had her shoulder up during a pin attempt by Zelina and the ref was like, I'm not going to count until your shoulder's down. Like, Lana already had her shoulder up before the pin attempt. And the ref was like, nope. He even did, like, the thing on the mat where he's like, no, her shoulder's up. Best move?
I had the DDT from the ring down to the floor
for Orton. Me too.
I guess that's got to be it. I did like when Drew did that, what do you call that, Carryman suplex off the second rope, whatever that's called?
White noise.
White noise, basically, yeah. Off the second rope. That looked really cool.
Yeah, that was nice. Worst moments? Again, Lashley and Elias.
Yeah. Just,
it was garbage.
So dumb.
Lashley garbage. Won 3 awards, and it was all due to singing.
All worse.
Yeah.
Worst acting? Lashley singing. Worst comment? Lashley singing. Worst moment? Lashley singing.
Right.
Best moments?
There's a theme there. Brock giving the F5 to Angle.
Yeah, I just thought the last segment of Raw, I thought it was well done.
Because he just kind
of
came out and did it, you know?
Right.
I just don't understand, like, what's the dynamic of not letting Reigns come out? Like, what's the dynamic there? Just because the heels are
But they got what
charge?
They wanted. They chanted, "We want Roman."
Yeah. I guess, yeah.
And
yeah,
then they
true.
Didn't get him.
They didn't get
you can't, yeah, you can't let these guys thunder. Touch each other before SummerSlam because they've never touched each other before.
You don't want to ruin the feud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so that's all for awards. So on to breaking news. And we started off sad. Obviously, you know this, but we have to mention it. Brian Christopher, a.k.a. Grandmaster Sexay, died on Sunday after hanging himself in jail.
That sucks.
Very sad. I don't want to talk about this for a lot. But also, Nikolai Volkov also passed away on Sunday. No cause of death yet, but he was in the hospital for several days before for dehydration.
Yeah.
So
was there, like, anything about this on Raw? I didn't see it.
They just showed the pictures, the before...
In memoriam?
Yeah.
That's it.
Right. I just think they don't want to do a 10 bell count to make... to make it like sad before the show. Yeah. I think if they were bigger stars,
I mean, like at least like a bigger video stars, thing, you know?
I mean, outside of, I mean, like Scotty Tuhati wouldn't get a 10 bell salute, and that's all Brian Christopher ever was.
Yeah.
I think it's also because he hung himself, and that, you know, like,
that's tough.
They don't want people to remember Benoit.
I just think they don't want people to associate wrestling with death, even though, like, it is, because so many wrestlers die.
Yeah.
So it's terrible. I just think they want to avoid that from now on. Like, yes, they passed away. Don't ask us how they did.
Don't ask us how or why.
Right. But yeah, very sad.
Does he make it in the Hall of
Lawler,
Fame?
No. Lawler has a podcast that he does every week, but the guy that hosts it with him said, like, you know, that's we don't know when we're doing our next podcast. And Lawler has yet to make a statement about
his
son. But, I mean, that's, like, the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
So WWE held a conference call for their quarterly financial results last Thursday.
Yeah.
The company listed revenue from television, live events, merchandise, etc. But one revenue stream was called Other Media, which listed a revenue of $49 million. And on the call, WWE co-president George Barrios noted that Other Media contained revenue from non-core programming like Total Divas and Total Bellas. However, he said most of the revenue came from Saudi Arabia.
Oh, imagine that.
So now we know, like, kind of how much it was.
Think
like,
about that,
I think
that,
he saw it $100 million, but it's probably, like, $40 million.
God.
Because he said most of the $49 million was from Saudi Arabia, so it's probably 40-something.
That's just over the table.
Right.
Whatever the hell was under the table to Vince.
Well, all the gold. Yeah, that doesn't
We will
count.
Fully fund your all XFL of our... with our gold.
Yes, that's it.
And with the hopes and dreams of 29 virgins.
Maybe, like, Vince will open up his own, like, gas station, and they'll just send him the oil for cheaper.
There you
just
go.
Give us a show, and you can sell the oil.
We want the show! Also, Total Divas are running ads for their season premiere of the next season in September, and they're using the slogan, All In.
Hmm.
Oh, my God.
To which the Young Bucks replied on Twitter, and it's a gif of Cody, like, going like this, and the camera, like, zooms in on him, like, yeah, we hear you.
Yeah.
And then Nikki replied to that saying, like, we had no idea they were going to do this, and, like, the Young Bucks just laughed it off, like... Yeah, I'm sure they didn't know. It was just, but that's petty of WWE.
Yeah, the cease and desist.
That's stupid. Yeah, they tell the Young Bucks to cease and desist. They can't do Too Sweet anymore. They did this like a year ago. They gave them a cease and desist saying, you can't do Too Sweet. We own that. But we're going to do your all-in thing.
Yeah. Sorry.
First of all, you're acknowledging the competition.
Petty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which isn't even competition yet.
Nope.
But, like, yeah, that's petty to do.
That's
the
really
Divas
petty.
Are all in. And the season premiere is like a week after All In, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that's a little
stupid.
Shitty.
Yeah. It's stupid.
Yep.
You guys have any other news?
Agreed.
Yeah. while we're on the topic of All In and Cody Rhodes and them, so a guy tweeted at Cody Rhodes. He said, I bought my ticket to All In. From the way things are looking, I'm not going to have enough funds for travel or hotel. It's literally devastating, but I'm glad I got the ticket because it helps you guys. Take it easy, man. Have one hell of a show. Cody tweeted the guy back, what's your budget to get there and your PayPal?
Right.
That's pretty amazing.
I guess. You can't do it for everybody, though.
Yeah, but then he says, send you a little something. Enjoy yourself. Me and the Young Bucks, with the whole crew involved, intend to make this count. No wrestling fan should miss it.
Here's $200, and the guy still can't get there.
Yeah, right. No, but I mean,
my budget's $1,000.
My budget's $97,000.
$10 million.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, you know, if people have reached out to WWE like with stuff like this, and they never get any sort of response, like unless it's something that they can like put make a video of and publicize.
Yeah.
It's like they don't want any.
They're
part
the big bad company. Sure,
they are.
That makes sense. This is independent guys,
right?
You know, when Cody wanted to reach out and do something, I'm sure he's getting great press over it.
No, I'm sure.
Yep. So sure.
Yeah.
All right. Is that all for news?
Yeah.
Then we'll move on to rumors.
Right.
Rumors.
Zack Ryder to win the Royal Rumble?
Maybe.
Shawn Michaels coming back to join the Bullet Club?
Please, God.
John Cena will finally turn heel?
No chance.
Undertaker will wrestle for 20 more years?
Confirmed.
So according to Dave Meltzer, AJ Styles and Nakamura's WWE contracts expire early next year. He said that New Japan is interested in bringing Nakamura back, but they likely cannot compete with price now that WWE has two humongous television deals.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about it, everyone's contract in WWE is going to go up because of these huge television deals.
Yeah.
So that's good for them, but that's going to give WWE a bigger advantage when it comes to contracts.
Yeah. Like, I'm wondering if they just threw the U.S. title on Shinsuke because they know his contract.
I honestly don't think Nakamura cares about a title. I think he'll care when they offer him a $2 million deal next year. That's what he'll care about.
Right.
You know? So, we'll see.
We'll see.
But yeah.
It's interesting.
Right. Also, Dave Meltzer also talked about, because The Rock was interviewed by Kathy Kelly, they had Kathy Kelly go to the premiere for Skyscraper.
Yes.
Where she interviewed The Rock, and The Rock was like, I can't wait to go back into the ring. And with WWE mentioning The Rock three times this week on Raw and SmackDown, there's obviously rumors getting started that he will come back to have like one match, maybe with Roman Reigns to put Roman over. God help us all. I hope not.
No.
But you know, Meltzer said like if he's not filming a movie around the time WrestleMania is happening,
always filming a movie,
pretty much. Yeah, right? Yeah.
But if he's not for some reason, he's not busy, then maybe he'll come back and do a program.
The thing is, like, he has to, A, not be filming a movie, B, not within any certain amount of time, like, within 2 or 3 months of filming another movie.
Yeah.
Because when he had the match with Cena, you know, twice in a lifetime, he had that, like, he tore that thing in his stomach, and he had to have surgery, and he had to rehab it.
I don't think you can count on that kind of injury just because you wrestle.
Yeah.
Think about when he came to Dallas. I bet he just took a day off of filming, came to Dallas, did his 6-second match, and then left.
Yeah,
I think that's all this would be.
Well, yeah, really?
Like
prep. But one of the rumors is that he'll fight Reigns. That'd be like
How many episodes of prep do you need for that?
What do you mean?
Like how many episodes of Raw would The Rock have
Four.
To be on?
Oh, two.
Yeah, maybe. That's all I'm saying. I don't think I think he can leave the set.
Well, I think he's more likely to get injured because he's not wrestling. So when you wrestle one match, it's like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You know? But he was filming Hercules at the time when he fought Cena and got hurt. And it delayed it like I think a couple weeks.
Yeah. Which we didn't miss anything, because it
No. I mean, if anything, that movie should have been canceled to begin with.
Yeah. They're doing another one.
With what? Him?
I think so.
No way.
He posted a picture with the makeup and the hair and
everything. No, he said it was throwback.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Well, of course, but of course he's going to choose a movie over WrestleMania because
he would.
It's more money.
Yeah, it's a bigger payday.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. They got those new TV deals. Little and Saudi money. They can pocket some of that.
That's right.
They've got like a Rock rainy day fund going.
Yeah, like The Rock will wrestle next at the next greatest Royal Rumble in Saudi Arabia.
For a price of $60 million.
He'll get paid more than what Vince gets for the whole thing.
Exactly.
Any other rumors?
Oh, okay. Throwback Thursday. I see. Yeah.
There weren't a lot of good rumors this week. So no,
there wasn't much going on.
I guess we'll move on to trivia.
Yeah.
Trivia?
Yeah. You remember that.
It's time for trivia. All right. So I keep saying that I think every title is going to change hands this summer.
Right.
Except maybe the SmackDown tag team titles. But I think every title's up for grabs this summer. My question to you is, when was the last time SummerSlam had all the titles change hands, Joe?
Oh, shit.
God, my memory of SummerSlam.
The greatest event of the summer?
Yeah, but you're asking SummerSlam? Me to like remember like a whole pay-per-view.
Yeah.
True.
We need some clues.
All right, the clues are... Only three actual titles were up for grabs.
Oh, my God. So this was like...
The light heavyweight.
Was this like 2008?
Well, no. You have to guess the year, so I'm going to say that is wrong.
So give me the year, and I'll tell you the SummerSlam.
I almost did it. I was like, shoot the...
Would like giving away any of the matches give it away? I don't know. I think we need help on this
one. The titles were the Divas Championship.
Okay.
AJ Lee retained.
The inter...
Am I right there?
No.
No, they all changed hands.
Yeah.
Oh, they all changed hands.
That's upset. The last time they all changed hands.
All right.
The IC title and the WWE Championship.
Oh. All right.
Hmm. There's only three title matches and they all changed hands.
Can they have another clue?
It was...
I don't know. Was it the Cena-Brock SummerSlam?
Was that 2014?
No.
I think it was.
Was it that one?
Yeah.
It was? Okay.
I think it was. I think that
was the one where Brock dominated him and then suplexed him 17 times and then whooped him.
Maybe it wasn't. Anyway, the answer
is no, it was 2014.
It was?
It was, yeah.
Okay.
Because that was 6 months after he beat Taker and that was 2014.
Okay.
That's at WrestleMania.
That must have been the last SummerSlam with the Divas title. You know the other matches?
What was the Divas match?
I don't have those details.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
When was the last time no title changes happened? We'll get to that next week. We'll
see. All right, that's next week.
Right. All right, well, that's all for trivia. So now it's time for Jesse the Mind's top 10 conspiracies of the week.
Play that music.
Global cover-ups. Mind control. Secret societies. You don't think this stuff is real? Think again. I've heard things that'll blow your mind. I've been on the inside, and now I'm ready to talk.
You know, McMahon, Sin Cara has actually been played by every WWE superstar at this point.
Mm.
Sometimes even by McMahon himself.
McMahon.
That's when Sin Cara would botch a lot of the moves.
Yeah.
Correct. You know, McMahon, Cody Rhodes and Chris Jericho, they're actually double agents hired by Triple H to recruit talent to NXT from Ring of Honor and New Japan to replace all the ones Vince repeatedly fucks up on the main roster.
Makes sense.
You know, McMahon, you only actually won ownership of WWE by beating your father in a bra and panties match.
That's true.
You know, McMahon, you only actually won an ownership. You know why? You know why there isn't an actual WWE Hall of Fame building?
Why?
It's because McMahon put it in his will that the Roman Empire of Fame dedicated to the big dog be built when Roman Reigns retires.
Son of a bitch.
Everyone in the Hall of Fame will be photoshopped into pictures being Superman punched by Roman.
Wow, that is screwed
that
up.
Seems legit.
That's just wrong.
Yeah.
You know, Vince McMahon Sr. actually sold the company to Shane when he was born.
Wow.
Making his theme song quite literal.
Oh. Interesting.
You know, McMahon, the pay-per-view in Saudi Arabia next year is already planned.
Uh-huh.
It's called The Greatest Roman Reigns. The entire roster must enter the ring one by one and get Superman punched. Reigns wins every title.
That seems legit.
Including the made-up one that the Saudis invented.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, McMahon, after years of trying really hard, Greg the Hammer Valentine finally became an actual hammer. You know, McMahon, the WWE only hired Ellsworth because he is another one of Kurt Angle's bastard sons.
Jesus.
Wow. Except his mother is actually the garden gnome Kurt met in high school.
Oh, okay.
It's weird.
Even for Jesse, that's weird.
Bray Wyatt formed the Wyatt family.
This is the bad. I love this one.
You know, McMahon.
Yeah.
Bray Wyatt formed the Wyatt family cult as a cover so he could gain tax exemption status as a religious figurehead.
Damn it!
The plan was cooked up by his father, IRS, who also attempted a similar plan with his other son's Bo Leave campaign to lesser success.
That one was so great. That one was so
great. You know, there's been an ongoing conspiracy that the Montreal Screwjob was a work. But the real conspiracy is how it never really happened, and we were all victim of a subconscious wet dream of Vince McMahon's to try to screw one of his boys.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Is that the top 10?
And that's the top 10.
I think there were like 12 in there.
Yeah.
Jesse. That's 10.
10.
The conspiracy is it's actually 10.
Okay. If you say so.
McMahon.
I'm not going to argue with you.
McMahon. Jesse the Mind Ventura.
I'm horrified. All right, on to fan questions. These will also be read by Jesse. Go ahead. No. I love at the end when Joe's voice starts to go. It's fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Ron Johnson, why does the WWE hate Becky Lynch? And did you watch Ms. and Mrs.? Thoughts?
We watched like 5 minutes of Ms. and Mrs.
Yeah.
And it was stupid.
Again, I think Becky will be all right.
Yeah.
Caleb Stuckey, are the women's tag titles going to be called the Besties Championship since every woman in WWE has to have a bestie?
They
have
to have a
best friend.
Oh my gosh.
That's my best friend.
Look, they got rid of one set of best friends with Alexa and Nia, and so they had to have another new set.
Right. Donald, what is the feud you're most looking forward to at SummerSlam? Keep up the great work. I think it's AJ and
me versus
and
an
Joe.
Entire pizza.
Okay. Mine is KO versus Reigns.
That's funny.
Yeah, not probably AJ versus
funny.
Joe.
Not happening. So stop asking. Alex G, is there any chance Lita or Trish Stratus come back at Evolution and win a championship?
Zero.
No.
You can't push.
I think they'll come back, but I don't think they'll win a title.
Correct.
Right. Jason Berkowitz. Jason Berkowitz.
Yeah.
Could someone... he asked this in advance. My question is, when it's all said and done, where does Jericho fit in the rankings of best wrestlers of all time?
Top five.
Top five for sure. You know, especially after the last run with Owens.
He's like the guy when you build Mount Rushmore, you go, man, almost, buddy. Almost.
I don't know. You could almost argue a top three.
Who does he? Who does
well, you
he...
know, Eric would take Hogan off.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's fucking stupid.
If it's a Mount Rushmore thing,
pizza?
Like Hogan pizza? Has to. If it's a Mount Rushmore thing, you have to put Hogan on. But I like Jericho more than Hogan. I mean, you know, I'm just saying my favorite wrestler. But if you're talking about a Mount Rushmore, Hogan belongs on there.
Hogan, yeah. Flair, Rock, Stone Cold. I mean, those are kind of your Mount Rushmore guys these days.
Yeah. Right.
And yeah, Jericho. But I would, you know, top 10 guaranteed. And yeah, maybe top five.
Oh,
maybe
top
he's
five
next.
For sure.
Yeah,
maybe he's
top
next.
Top five for sure.
Yeah.
The latest run with Kevin Owens.
Greatness.
And then now what he's doing in New Japan when he's cutting promos.
Flipping off the reporters.
Dropping F-bombs and everything.
It's pretty good.
He's just fantastic.
Yeah.
He's awesome. Mickey D's wants to know, now that Andrade Cien Almas has been on the main roster for a couple months, which one of his names will get taken away first?
I know. That's so funny. I bet he just goes by Almas here in a few minutes.
Yeah,
right.
Seriously, that's really funny.
Almas or Almas. Just Cien?
Yeah, Cien.
Cien Almas.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right. All right. Cien that's Almas. All for fan questions. So that's all for the show.
That is.
Oh, I gotta weigh in real quick.
Oh boy.
Do my weekly weigh in.
What is what did out. We say had to happen? You had to lose five. Was it?
Yeah, we did.
All right. Should we give him four, Eric?
Sure.
All right. So you have to be it. To. You have to be at 277? 277.
Hold on. I'm a 277.
277.
All right.
I gave you that pound, and I swear to God, I had no idea what that. We didn't plan this before.
Right. So like, he doesn't let us see it beforehand.
No.
So. Yeah.
So 4 pounds from last week. That's excellent.
Thank you. Good.
And the grand total is around like.
It was at 311.
Yeah, I was at 311.
Boom.
When we started this.
Yeah, so 33
someone
pounds.
Someone do that. I don't think that's right. But someone do it. I think it's like we're up to 50-something by now. But
probably, yeah, I think it's
33
like
pounds is a lot of weight.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
So, yeah. What do we have? 2 more weeks until predictions?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Maybe 3? I don't know.
The 19th, something like that. At least. Yeah.
So, anyways, until then, make sure you subscribe to our podcast and give us a 5-star review. Check out our website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. We have t-shirts available at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling for just $19.99. And you become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. We have exclusive rewards and recaps that you can't get anywhere else.
Nope.
Yeah. See you next week.
All right. Later. That's it.
Boom.
I mean, I'm done. Like Snowball Steve Austin, it kinda looks like Kevin Owens. Dean Ambrose is in his daydreams, and Charlotte is in his sex dream. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. I'm not just crazy loud, egocentric, no doubt that's Joe. Proclaimed strongest and best looking man in the world. Loves wrestling, but only part time. Strong, Ric Flair's pretty sublime. Yeah, what's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no. Every circle's loved, and he can't really hold in his piss. He made hashtag push Eric Gallo push him off a cliff. Doesn't think Stacey Keebler is that high. And we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.